Israelis are heading back to the polls next week. It's kind of a do-over. The second time this year Israel is holding a national election. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu failed to form a coalition government last time round. Snap elections could give him another chance. But Netanyahu is facing multiple corruption charges. So will Israelis come out to vote for him? And is Likud party again, 6 months later? The World's Matthew Bell went to speak with voters in a place that's been described as the Ohio of Israel.
The city of Rehovot is in the center of Israel, and politically speaking, it's right in the center as well. In past elections, the vote here has been sort of a bellwether. Jewish voters here pretty much track with the way they vote across the country.
Itai Levy runs a little shop in the center of town where he repairs and sells watches. Like his parents, he was born and raised in Rehovot. Levy's a stylish guy. Two earrings, a necklace, ripped jeans, a shaved head. He's happy to talk politics with me, but he's also frustrated.
You cannot trust nobody right now.
Levy says the politicians are slinging all kinds of dirt in the home stretch of this election, trying to get an edge. In past elections, he says the choice was easy for him. Likud, Bibi Netanyahu, all the way, because he kept the country safe.
Usually I voted for Bibi.
But this time you're thinking maybe no.
This time I think that we had enough.
Levy's main complaint about Netanyahu is this. After all these years in office, the prime minister is part of the problem. Israeli society is bitterly divided between left and right, religious and secular, Levy says. And the country needs someone new to help foster some unity. We'll come back to Levy later on. But he was not the only person here telling me they're done with Netanyahu.
My name is Elisheva Krief. I'm 69 years old. I'm Israeli. I was born here. My parents are Holocaust survivors, came from Hungary.
So when you're thinking about who to vote for, what's the number one issue on your mind? What do you care about the most?
To get rid of Bibi.
And Kriev says she has voted more than once for Netanyahu in the past, but now the prime minister could be indicted for corruption. So he needs to go, she says.
Are you excited to vote on Tuesday?
Yes, yes. I believe I will change things by my vote. The only one, yes, I have.
And did you decide who to vote for yet, or you're still deciding?
Kahol Lavan, yes.
Kahol Lavan, the blue and white party, led by the former Army General Benny Gantz. Kriev says she's voting for the party because they're running number two in the polls. The more votes they get, the better position they will be to form a stable government, she says, without bringing one of the Jewish Orthodox parties into a ruling coalition. That's an important issue as well for Tamar Gross. She's walking with her partner, Nave, and their three-week-old baby boy. They tell me they won't vote for Netanyahu because if he's elected, he's likely to join with one of the conservative religious political parties in the next government.
I really don't mind that people will be religious and keep kosher, but I don't think if someone wants to live a secular life, I don't think he should live a religious life, because it's laws that were established in like 50 years ago. So,
but many people I speak with in Rehovot say they are sticking with Likud, like truck driver Gabriel Sabayev. He says his whole family is voting for Bibi, and so is he.
There's no one else. There's no one else that can lead the country. He and Trump have a very good relationship. It won't happen with Benny Gantz. I hope this time he'll be able to put together a government.
And this brings us back to Itai Levy, the guy at the watch shop. We talk for a while, and as I ask him questions about who he's going to vote for and why, Levy's attitude starts to evolve right in front of me.
I think that Kahol Lavan, they are good people, but they don't know how to lead the country.
They don't have the experience?
No, of course not. They have a military experience, but not leading experience, you know what I mean? And this is why I'm a little bit confused with my choice.
After a few more minutes of conversation, things become clear for Levy. He says he voted for Netanyahu in April. So when I ask him about this politician or that one, Levy says, you know, come to think of it,
I think that Bibi is the most qualified from all of them. If you choose, you want the country to be okay, I think it's Bibi. And if I'm still talking to you now, I think about it, and I'm probably going to vote another time for Bibi.
You just talked yourself into voting for Netanyahu.
Right now, when I'm talking to you, I still, you know, I think about it, and I said to myself, yeah.
For The World, Matthew Bell, Rehovot, Israel.